usually every year gyms see an influx of memberships, New Year's resolutions, people wanting to get in shape and get fit and everything. With has that looked any different this year? Are you guys still seeing the increase? How does that look?
Of course, it looks different. Obviously, with the pandemic and everything, people are a little bit more leery. Whether they have that resolution or not, they don't know if they want to be indoors working out. We just had that crazy ice storm that brought people inside. But we have seen some increase in enrollment compared to the last couple of months, like October, November. And I would like to probably attribute that to, that New Year's rush that we would typically have.
Right. And so that's something I talked to someone else as well that kind of said the same thing. Some people are still leery about going into the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys are you guys offering something different? I know you've probably been offering virtual things to people throughout the pandemic, or is that something people are signing up for more as the new year comes as well?
We don't have too many virtual options at Landmark, but we have had a pretty consistent flow of our regular members that have been coming in, just because when they're here, they recognize the things that we do have in place to be comfortable when they are here at the complex. And then, of course, we have our winter special that we're running that just slashes our membership rates. So that's, of course, pretty enticing for new people that haven't been here before, or maybe, were a member years ago, want to come back. They see the discounted price. They see, and hear that, we're putting all these nice safety measures and stuff out there to help people feel comfortable. And they're like, okay, we're ready. Can't beat the price. We're coming in.
Right. And so with more people coming for New Year's, how does it look with dealing with capacity limits? I don't know if you've had any problems or not, basically having people sign up for hours, or if it's a big enough facility that it works with the number of people that are there. How does that look with the influx of people?
Sure. So, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been here, but our complex is over 40,000 square feet. So, and within the complex, we have lots of, separated spaces. So while it's not one big, huge open space like a Walmart or something, we do have different rooms. We have the free weight room, the ladies only area, some of the specialty studios. And in those areas where it would seem smaller to some people, we do have, a maximum capacity. And just with, our hours and everything, we have our busy mornings and the evenings and stuff after work, but we are never hitting capacity. Just based off of, I think, what our head maintenance guy said, we could probably have over 100 members in the complex all at the same time. And even if we ever did, which I'm pretty sure we haven't all at the same time, it would never look like it, just because there's so much space and so many different places that you can be within the complex. So there isn't ever a feeling of being crowded or anything like that, but we do keep track of how many people are coming in and out of, those different areas. And we also offer the option to reserve times in other areas as well. The basketball court is done on reservations only. The racquetball courts are done on reservations. A couple of our specialty studios, you have to reserve the time. That way you know that if you have that time frame, you're the only person that's going to be in there, or you and other people from your household that, you want to be around, to kind of help make people feel safe, and everybody knows that they're cleaning their equipment and all that good stuff too. So it's definitely helped with the increase of people coming in kind of after work and stuff like that.
Yeah, and kind of going off that and going back to people feeling comfortable at the gym, in the recent months, and even as we are in the new year now, do you feel like most people are getting more comfortable when they know that you have that space and things are getting wiped down and things like that?
Absolutely. We've had people come in and that, hadn't been in here since everything started, since March. And they're like, kind of wishy-washy about it. But they come in, they see that, people are wearing masks, that we're taking the temperatures at the door. We've always asked for people to wipe equipment down, but now we have more staff involved in helping clean, and members are also more, aware of the situation. They're like, they want to also take responsibility, even if they see somebody else, you know, an employee or somebody coming through and cleaning. They know, just based on the climate of what's going on right now, that they want to do their part. So our members really, I got to hand it to them because they help out tremendously. You know, just being able to wipe your machine down before and after you use it, you know, that's great. Other people see it. It makes them feel better about jumping onto something. And they're also going to, you know, they're going to see somebody else do it. They don't want to be that one guy that's like, forget it, you know.
Right. So is there anything that I haven't asked you about that you want to add about the gym and the new year, even in the pandemic and stuff like that?
We're super safe. We've got third shift crews that are here that clean every department while the rest of the complex is currently kind of at a standstill. We're looking to hopefully get past that here in the next few weeks and reopen, but the complex has never been cleaner than it is now. We've got foggers, CDC, graded sanitation wipes for all of the different areas in our club. I mean, there's definitely a feeling of camaraderie when you come through here because everyone's kind of rooting for you, especially right now in this time of the new year. You know, new faces are showing up or members that haven't been here in a while, you know, so it's kind of a feel-good thing with the start of the new year. I mean, hey, and if you want to go ahead and throw in that we're hosting a winter special, you can come in here right now and get a membership for $20. So that's pretty exciting.